Here we go then, eyes down, looking. This is where the road to glory begins. Welcome to the JD Welsh Cup preview podcast, round one, taking a look at the Southern draw. I'm Mark Webber, and joining me in a second, former Welsh Cup winner, Mark Jonah-Jones. He's picked six games from the South that he reckons will be interesting. We'll be hearing about them. We'll also have manager or player previews from Avonlido, Britton Ferry, Ciara Ely, Cardiff Draconians, Kevin Cribbour, Chepstow, FC Cwmaman, Pontardawe, Pontypridd, STM Sports and Trevelyn. And if that's not enough for you, I don't know what to say. Stick with us then as we make our way through those games. Of course, we're not going to cover every game. The full draw is on the FAW website if you want to see who's playing who and when. Jonah, before we talk about the six games you've picked to have a look at, you've won this cup. What does it mean? And especially for the small teams, what does this sort of opportunity against the JD Cymru South side mean to these sides?
Well, even at round one, it can give some managers and some players memories that last forever. If they're an underdog and they take on the big boys and they get the victory, I'm sure they'll remember it for a long, long time. And the longer you progress in this competition, it's financially very good for your club, so it's very important for your club as well. It's good for players, younger players, to promote themselves. And of course, you know, if you go all the way, it's the ultimate dream of winning the biggest cup competition your country has on offer.
We'll start with a game we were very interested in anyway. Llanelli against Cwmaman, being played at Cwmaman due to a fixture swap. But it's got even more interesting now, hasn't it? Because Andy Hill has left Llanelli as manager.
Surprise, Mac. Surprise. I mean, they're one of the teams, the four teams level at the top of the table. So I think you can count the times on one hand, the amount of managers who are actually top of the league and leave their jobs. So I don't know what's happened, whether he's been released or whether he's had stood down himself, Andy Hill. But, you know, he's been there a couple of seasons. He got him promotion in his first year, which was excellent. Then, you know, he had a tough season last season, and it was a bit of a gamble going up and taking the promotion, but they did, and they had a good go at it. But unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. They got relegated. But you have to say, Mac, it's, you know, it's just the third into the season, and they joined top with, you know, three other teams, even though they've had a couple of defeats of late. I don't know. I really don't know. Football still baffles you sometimes.
Do you think that's going to affect the Llanelli boys losing Andy? Will it help Cwmaman? Does it give them a little bit of an advantage?
It'll be a bit strange for the Llanelli players. Obviously, they'll know. There's a lot of them players I thought might have gone to sign for clubs in the Welsh Premier League, and they stayed and signed. Obviously, the manager has a lot to do with that, a bit of loyalty between managers and players. But yeah, this could have a big outcome on Saturday's game. You know, but both these teams lost in round three last year. Cwmaman losing 4-3 at home to Aberystwyth. Llanelli was most probably one of Andy's biggest disappointments. It was a shock last year when they lost 1-0 away to Llangefni. But the Reds will definitely be open for a better run this year. But they have to, you know, bounce back from their 4-1 defeat to Ammanford.
Let's move on to another game that's caught your eye then, Jonah. Pontypridd Town against Ciara Ely. These two teams very much out of sorts. What are you reckoning here?
They need a result. They both need a result. Ciara at the bottom with only 2 points. Ponty are two places and 5 points above Ciara. They haven't met yet this season. This clash presents a massive opportunity to both to kickstart their campaigns with, you know, almost a third of their league calendar's gone. And nothing is really going right for them. Ponty, I think, would have expected to do a little bit better than they have so far. Ciara will be disappointed so far that they haven't got a win. But they had a draw last week and they feel they're finding form. Everybody's seen how far and how well Cambrian Athletic did last year. And all clubs at this level could expect to reach, you know, latter rounds, definitely, in this competition.
Well, that's your reckoning on it. Let's hear from some other people who are more involved in the game. Pontypridd Town manager, John Jones, first.
I think Ciara will bring a very challenging and difficult opponent. And I think although their position in our league is similar to ours, I think their performances have warranted perhaps more positive results. So someone we're certainly not taking lightly in our approach for Saturday, and a challenge we're very much looking forward to.
And the young guns have rolled out their vice-captain to speak to us. Ciara Ely man, Jerome Maynard.
Although we've had a tough start to our league campaign, we're looking forward to turning our attention to the JD Cup. We put in a good performance this weekend, which gives us a good bit of momentum going into our game on Saturday. It's a great competition. It's got some great clubs involved. We're starting off with Ponty, who we do know really well. Ponty are a great club. They've got a good group of boys that a lot of us know. They'll be organised, hard to beat, and we know the threat they possess going forward.
Now, hello to all our Penryn Cork listeners. Normally a listener, I hope, of the JD Cymru North podcast, but of course, they have been opted into the South draw for the Cup, and they are hosting Cardiff Corries. Tell us a bit about that, Jonah.
Penryn Cork will be strong favourites, obviously, for this. I think they're in, like you said, they're in the JD Cymru North. I mean, they're playing one of the lowest-ranked teams left, if not the lowest-ranked team left in the competition, Tier 6, Cardiff Corinthians. Corries are mid-table in the South Wales Alliance First Division, and Gary Lewis's Roosters, who was 6 in the coming off, shouldn't have a lot of problems. But, you know, the Cup is what it's all about. Dreams are what they're all about. And the Corries will treat this. I know the Corries personally. I know their assistant manager, John Jones, and his son, their top scorer, George. He got 17 from 9 games at the moment, so he'll be keen to get a win or just get a goal for the Corries and keep them with a chance of progressing. But it's a massive game, absolute massive game. And while we're on the Corries, Mark, okay, while we're on Cardiff Corries, just want to, we're talking about in the Cup, a quiz question for everybody on the podcast, which the Corries have let me know this week and they wanted me to tell you on the podcast. Obviously, the answer is within it. Who were the first British team ever to play Barcelona? Unbelievably, Mark, Cardiff Corries, 1910, on tour to Spain. Cardiff Corries played Barcelona and Espanyol in the space of 3 days. They faced more of a difficult trip, I think, at Penryn Cork than they had at Barcelona, by the way, so all the best, lads.
Now, you've also picked a massive run the game, which sort of starts off our JD Welsh Cup weekend down south on Friday at 7:30. Cambrian and Clydach a bit out of sorts of late in the JD South, hosting Ynyshir Albion. Any banana skin here?
The Albions have adjusted to life in the Welsh League well. They've made a step up over the summer from the South Wales Alliance League, and they faced Cambrian and Clydach, who were in the quarterfinals of the Welsh Cup last season. So Cambrian will want to put their run of not winning in 5 games to the back of their minds, and they'll want to win this Cup match because they were the star boys on show last year in both Cups, in the Nathaniel MG Cup. Don't forget, they got to the final, then they got to the quarterfinal in the Welsh Cup. They had brilliant Cup memories, so they'll want that to come back. If your league form is not going quite so well, you want your cup form to get a win, and it might turn your league form back around. But Mark, Ynyshir and Cambrian, I tell you what, it will be one hell of a derby Friday night. There will be, you know, plenty at stake. Bragging rights up in Aranda. It's a, you know, strong. Everyone got good, great football opinions up there, and it's a wonderful football place to be, Aranda. So, what a derby! I know Craig Hughes on the committee at Cambrian and Clydach, and the ex-manager. I think he's managed Ynyshir Albions as well, so it's a massive game for him. And I just think it's going to be a sparkler, shall we say, a real, real sparkler.
Well, some other interesting games flying around. Let's hear from Kevin Cribbwyr in the South Wales Alliance. They are going to play Tredegar. Here's Mark Davis, their assistant manager.
The game is all about how bad you want it, the desire to win will determine the outcome of the game. We're obviously the underdogs, but these opportunities don't come often to small clubs like Kevin Cribbwyr, and we won't let it pass us by without giving it our best and giving a good outcome to ourselves on Saturday. We've got a good mix of young blood and some older, experienced players. And on that day, I'm sure they will come together and give a good account of themselves. And I think we will win with a score of 2-1 to Kevin Cribbwyr.
And STM Sports flying in Cymru South at the moment, certainly got a bit of wind behind them, facing FC Cwmaman this weekend. First, Nana Barr from STM Sports.
The Welsh Cup is something that, you know, not financially would be massive for us. We don't get the funding a lot of clubs get. You know, we are run by two gentlemen who put their, you know, hands in their pocket. So the Welsh Cup is not just about a game for us, it's a finance to keep us a bit more stable. So we will be approaching that massively professionally. And we won't, you know, look upon them as a lower side. We will look upon them as a top side, and we will do our best.
And then let's hear from FC Cumberland manager Scott Woodford.
We were promoted to the Lions Premier Division this season, and to be honest, we entered the Welsh Cup hoping to test ourselves against some of the bigger clubs from the Welsh League. We've already beaten a very good Penrhyn Rangers side in the qualifying round, so of course we were all happy to draw a club who were flying high in the JD Cymru South at the moment. I know SDM have got a really strong team. They've recently had some impressive results against Llanelli, Halford West and Cambrian, but we come into this game unbeaten with a quality squad full of local boys. Obviously we go into the game as big underdogs, but Commandment's a tough place to come to, so the boys will approach the game full of confidence and they'll be looking to cause an upset.
Britton Ferry in familiar territory, like Friends Reunited this one as well, playing Undy again. Here's Carl Shaw.
We played them last week in the league. It was a very even game. We were an evenly matched side. It wasn't anything in the game. Undy are a good side, a well-organised side, and it'd be a difficult game for us, but hopefully we can get our win and move on to the next round and hopefully set us up for a nice cup run, which the club really, really wants this year. So, fingers crossed, we'll be in the hat come Saturday afternoon.
And right on the border, what a moment it is for Chepstow. They host Taftswell of Cymru South. Here's Chepstow manager Andrew Wenzel.
Firstly, I'd like to say how proud I am that my team has got into the first round proper of the JD Welsh Cup. We face Taftswell in the next round after having two successful qualifying matches against Newport City and Clwb Cymric, scoring 8 goals in total so far and conceding 3. And it'd be nice to see how we do if we can get past Taftswell. It'd be no mean feat, it'll be a difficult game for us. But I'm sure my team have run a form we bid on or fancy our chances. And if we can get past that round, it'd be nice to draw a team either up north or in the Welsh Prem down this way.
And Avonlea seem to have got their mojo back in the league. What will that mean for Monmouth Town when they travel to the Marston Stadium? Let's hear from Avonlea manager Paul Evans.
Welsh Cup is something that's set in my heart, really, especially with the Lido, and something that we want to do well, and we haven't done well over the last few years, really. Just very disappointed with the club in which we've gone forward. So now we want to go and win next week. Be a tough game. Monmouth be a very good side, so we've got to adapt ourselves, start like we did in the second 45 today, and we'll go out and hopefully get ourselves in the app for the next round.
Well, Swansea University have certainly been making waves in their early Cymru South campaign. Carl Leon, the side to take them on in this round one of the Welsh Cup. How does Dan Barnard from the university think that's going to go?
Match was cancelled last week, so I think all the boys will be raring to go. And we understand Killeen have had a few good results of late. They beat Goitre in the last round on penalties, so they'll be full of confidence. And I think they'll be coming into the game definitely thinking they've got a chance against us. So we'll have to keep up our good form that we have shown of late and hopefully come away with the win.
Well, another one that you've picked on, Jonah, as one to watch, Llantwit Major against Llandred Nodwells. How is that going to turn out?
It's the second meeting in as many years for these two sides. Llantwit beat the Wells 1-0 at home in 2016. So they're sitting in seventh. I think Llantwit will be favourite for this one, though Llandred Nod have had a good start to the season themselves. And, you know, they'll be able to cause an upset if they can. But yet again, it's an intriguing clash between two teams from different leagues. It's a day out, it's a marvellous day out for the lads from Llandred Nodwells, and they look forward to coming down to the Vale Glamorgan and, you know, trying to get ourselves a result. Big, you know, any team from lower down who produces a shock on, even in the first round of the Welsh Cup, it's very memorable for them as a group, and they'll always remember these sort of days out, and that's what Cup football's all about, Mark, as you know. So, you know, I give good luck to every underdog, but I'm not saying bad luck to favourites. But the Cup's full of surprises, and I'm sure we'll have one or two along the way in this round.
And a point that obviously applies to Llandred Nodwells and applies to the Cardiff Corries boys earlier on, who are facing that long trip to Penryn Cork. It's a bit of travelling, isn't it, for their bit of glory? How do you prepare yourself for those long games? You know, is it time to invest in the luxury coach? What's the strategy for long away travel?
Got to prepare properly. If you're going, you know, about 3 hours away at least, which a lot of these are doing, you've got to go early. You know, you've got to go in comfort. You know, some clubs can't afford it, and so they go other ways. But you go as comfortable as you can. You've got to make the players feel special. It's not about the managers and the coaches, and it's all about making the players feel special. You know, if you don't do it every week, sometimes it boosts your players. people from the lower league, they'll go. They might have an early breakfast. They'll be treated well. They'll be treated almost like at least semi-professional footballers for the first time in their life. So they just have to enjoy the day and hope it builds them up, and I hope it makes them perform better on the day. You know, you treat somebody properly, Max, sometimes, and they'll pay you back. So, yeah, like I said, it's all special days. But for special days, you've got to prepare properly. And the Welsh FA Cup is the same as any other big cup matches. Prepare properly, you have a chance to win.
And your final pick on the six is Cardiff Draconians on their way to Ammanford. Before you have your say on that game, Leighton Maxwell, ex-Cardiff City player, now running the Drax. Let's hear from him.
The whole club are looking forward to this fixture on Saturday against Ammanford. Obviously, top team, they're flying in the league. A couple of ex-Swansea players who I know myself, Lee Trundle and Andy Robinson, if they play. So the club's really excited. We're all getting a big coach down, so it's going to be a good day out for us regardless. There's no pressure on us at all, which makes a change from week in, week out in our league. I think we would have preferred a home tie against someone at our level. But like I said, there's no pressure on the lads this Saturday, and go out and enjoy it is what I'm going to say to the lads.
So, Jonah, how is this game going to go for the Drax against Ammanford?
This is a big game for a local team to me, by the way, Cardiff Draconians. Cardiff Draconians have been in the Cardiff Combination League for years and years and years, and they did well. They're from Tier 5 in the South Wales Alliance Premier. So the Drax, Leighton, obviously ex-Liverpool, and later went on to play for Cardiff City. He has a massive task on his hand because they're going down to Griff Addison Ammanford, who disposed of Llanelli last Friday evening by 4-1. They've won 7 straight games in the league, and they can make it 8 against Cardiff Drax. So they will be one of the teams most probably fancied to go quite far in this tournament. But what a day out for the Drax. What a great day out. They are a club on the up. They've improved off the park. They've improved on the park. And yet again, like a couple of the other teams we've already talked about, this is their cup final. Cardiff Drax travelling down to Lee Trundle and company's Ammanford. Great day out. Somewhere along the line, Mac, somewhere along the line has got to be a shock result. Don't fancy it really to be this one, but close to home, I'd love to see them have a decent day out. The Drax are a good club.
Brilliant. Well, you've picked your six. A couple of more teams we want to hear from before we disappear. Pontardawe manager Andrew Stokes, they are playing Cumbrian Celtic.
If we can start to emulate the performances of last season in cup competitions, and certainly the performance that we put in against Pendaren in the last round, then we know we can make it a tough afternoon for them. You know, we haven't started the season very well. We know the reasons behind that and some of the factors, but as a group, you know, we're ready now to respond. And if we can go down to Cumbrian on Saturday and get the result and put a good performance in, then that'll certainly kickstart our season.
And last but not least, Trevelin will host Llanidloes. What a journey for them. Here's Richard Ryan from Trevelin to preview that tie.
Yeah, listen, it's a great draw for both clubs, we feel. South versus Mid Wales. Always nice to step out of your comfort zone playing against Welsh league teams week in, week out. So something different for everyone. We've done our homework on them. Being top of the league isn't easy. And it looks like they're doing very well at the moment in the Mid Wales league. You know, so there'll be no mugs, obviously. Are you the planner on bringing a bus up full of supporters? So no doubt they'll make a fantastic atmosphere and contribute to a fantastic day for everyone, you know?
Well, all those ties being played Friday, Saturday, this forthcoming weekend. We'll be back in the next round for a preview podcast, hoping to speak again to some of the names that we've spoken to already if they progress into round 2. One step away from, of course, meeting a Cymru Premier side. We'll be back in 7 days with a normal Cymru South podcast and a Cymru North. If you're new to the podcast, you don't normally listen to us. We do a JD Cymru South and North preview every week, and of course a JD Cymru Premier preview every week. Look us up on your usual podcast provider. If you're on the old Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google, just look for JD Cymru Premier News and you'll get our podcasts in your podcast player. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Yeah, Mac, and make sure that anybody who produces a shock gets straight onto you, and we want to hear it by next week.